Shabbos. It's a little piece of the chayz that we've learned. We've kasher ourselves to the tzaddik. Torah is one of the best ways to do that. And Mr. Shabbos, lichtig erev Shabbos, lichtig Shabbos, lichtig tu b'shvat. So in the pasuk in this week's parsha, we say it every day. They aminu b'Hashem, right? By Kriyas Yamsuf, aminu b'Hashem. They believed in Hashem. U'Moshe Avdoi, and they also believed in Moshe. Oz Yashu Yisrael, and they sing the shira. So the chayz is like this: lichar tamua. It's a pella. Lam li yaser kishaminu b'Hashem. Once it's vayaminu b'Hashem, then that okay, then good. The job of the tzaddik is to get you to believe in Hashem. We'll say believe in Hashem. That's it. So what does he have to say? B'moishe avda. Eli yeshleimer. So he says a word like this: kishadam ein enoki mecheit. When a person is not a tzaddik, a pure from averus themselves, so then near loy mitzvahs mashem averus. Then sometimes a person's like estimations of what is right and what's wrong could be off. So things that are wrong, the person might think are positive. And the reason why the person might be tilted to see averus as mitzvahs, so it's interesting, many sfarim talk about this, and usually the reason that's given is because the person is a shlechta, you got the yetzar inside, so you're naturally inclined to want to do things that are not good, so you convince yourself that it's taka mitzvah. He says it could be more lishma than that. You want to do mitzvahs. You're on fire with Yiddishkeit, and you believe in Hashem, and you want to serve Hashem, so you're sort of tilted in that way of seeing everything as a mitzvah. So he says, Alkein tzarch letzayis letzadik shebedar, v'yedil ayemis. That's why he fakert. The more vayiminu b'Hashem, which means the more on fire they are, and the more they're going to see everything as an opportunity to connect to Hashem and to come closer. So therefore, adrab, because of that, they need a higher level of u'b'maish avdai, who's going to be able to have the seichel to direct exactly what's a mitzvah and what's not. Every generation has tzaddikim. Shemayashrim u'misakdim midasayim, that straighten themselves out. I mean, u'misakdim their midas, u'mazakim harabim, and they help out the rabim. Ve'ein chet bal yodam, and then no sin is going to come through them. Yodim ha'emes, and they know the truth. Eiz mitzvah l'Hashem, ve'eiz averus. What's correct and what's not correct. Kiyim b'shvil ha'avosai, because the person has such a havas Hashem, near le mitzvahs, so everything is seen as a mitzvah. Alkin kasvat Torah. That's what the pasuk says. Vayaminu b'Hashem, and then they had to double down over Moshe Avdai, Oz Yashu. Ki yasigu l'ruach hakodesh. Then you could have clarity. Ki holchu b'derech emes. I was thinking maybe that's the inyan of Shabbos, right? So Shabbos is a day of Emuna. It's the seventh day of the week, which is the inyan of David HaMelech, which is Vayaminu b'Hashem. So it's not a coincidence that Shabbos is also the most like Gedarim, the Lamed Tes Melachos. You would think, it's Vayaminu b'Hashem. Adrab, it has to be Mizmer Shel Yom Shabbos is Rosh Hatevis L'Moshe, right? So the day of Emuna, which is Vayaminu b'Hashem of David HaMelech, and so on, is Moshe Avdai, and then Memela, it'll be Oz Yashar. So Hashem should bless us. That's why Shabbos always goes with Friday, right? You'd be Meisif Michal Mishabbos al Michal al Shabbos. Sixth day of the week is Yosef, which is Gedarm. So you go from Yosef with David and so on. You put that together. That's Mashiach. We should be zeichet to experience that. B'nai Niglim, B'yisrael Tzav Rachavim, Yerim Eino Amen. Alichtige Shabbos.